This is significant this morning. Sinn Féin telling the Nolan Show that power sharing in Northern Ireland is in crisis. The DUP telling us that Gregory Campbell's phone is now sorted. Want to give you an opportunity to respond to this, Gregory. I know there are other issues you want to respond to, but on that top line, Gregory Campbell, power sharing at Stormont is in crisis. You've got to take this seriously.
Well, if you look at what Gerry Adams said last night and what Gerry Kelly is saying this morning, it appears that Sinn Féin are talking up a crisis. That is what it appears to be. Talk there about North Belfast. The DUP went to the Lord Mayor of Belfast in private before the event in North Belfast to give him advice as to a better way forward. He chose not to take that. Now, people can determine who was giving the leadership and who was declining leadership there. But that's what happened. And then whatever panned out, we all saw on our television screens. When we talk about the violence over the summer, we resolutely and totally condemned all of the violence. Now, when we talk about condemnation of violence, we talk about people who should be able to condemn it, whether it takes place today or whether it took place 20 years. There's no equivocation from us. There's no equivocation whatsoever from us. It was wrong then, and it's wrong now. Now, Sinn Féin seem to want to have a Republican agenda going on at the heart of what they want, and if they don't get what they want, then they throw everything out of the pram. Well, that's not going to happen. If they want to talk up a crisis, that's a matter for them.
Yeah, but the implication, Gregory, if you do not take this seriously, if your leader does not deal with this, where does it go after the language, the power sharing is in crisis? It can only go one place after that if it's not sorted. And is that good for Northern Ireland?
Well, it's not good for Northern Ireland to talk up a crisis. It's better if we resolve whatever problems there are.
So understand how serious Sinn Féin are saying this situation is. They're saying it's a big problem.
Yes.
Do you think they're bluffing?
No. What do you do when you have a big problem? Do you either shout about it and hope somebody else will resolve it, or do you get down to work and try and resolve it?
Well, Gerry Kelly's saying you won't even talk to them. You won't even make eye contact with them.
Which is wrong. We do.
No, you.
Yeah, me. That's right. And I do every day. Every single day in Stormont or wherever I have to meet them. What perhaps their problem is that we don't treat them exactly the way we do with every other Democrat, be they Nationalist, Unionist or Republican, because of their past. Now, they just have to get used to that. They just have to get used to that. We are prepared to do business with them. We're prepared to try and resolve problems with them. Now, if the problem is that we won't sit down and have a cup of tea with them, well, that's just too bad. That, frankly, is just too bad.
Your leader is flying around the world with them.
Yes.
Your leader is standing shoulder to shoulder with them.
Yes, that's right. And we do that in order to try and take Northern Ireland forward and to do business for the greater good of the people of Northern Ireland. Because we were elected to do that, just as they were. But it's in nobody's interest to talk up a crisis. Does anybody want to try and proceed with issues which cause division in Northern Ireland? Whether it's peace schemes at the Mayors, whether it's Castleberg parades, whether it's the Lord Mayor acting despite good advice from people who know the area that he's going into. Are all of those things to be taken as issues that are progressive, okay, rather than saying, well, was it wise to do that? Or would it not have been greater good for the people of Northern Ireland to take some advice and say, well, let's roll back from that and see if there's a better way of doing it?
Gerry Kelly?
It might have been better if they had stood beside the mayor when he went up there, because on the same day, remember that the DSD minister, who is a DUP person, Nelson McCausland, opened the other park in the middle of West Belfast, and people stayed beside him in terms of doing that. You know, Gregory Campbell, I think, let it out of the bag there when he said that he thinks our problem is that they do not treat us the same way as anybody else with an electoral mandate.
Well,
that says it all.
Are you prepared to accept
that? That's actually respect. you know, where's the respect? Where is the party of esteem? I don't particularly want to sit down with Gregor Campbell and have a cup of tea and talk about football. But in terms of doing the business, we need to do that. And Gregor Campbell, I mean, to give a snapshot of the type of things that he does when he says he is looking, because he does eyeball people across the chamber, that is true. I heard him say, but when Raymond McCartney, who was a long time on hunger strike, got up to speak one day, he was shouting across the room, "Field hunger striker," because Raymond McCartney hadn't died. Now, that's the type of relationship that Gregory.
I need to let Gregory Campbell respond to that. Did you do that, Gregory?
Well, I don't think I shouted across the chamber.
Did you say it?
Well,
hold on. He's asking, well, Gregory, because this is me being as fair to you, actually, as anybody else. Did you say that? Field hunger striker.
I described
field hunger striker and have 14 witnesses if he wants.
Hold on a minute. Gregory Campbell needs to respond to this. Gregory, yeah. Did you say it?
I'm quite happy to say that I declared that Raymond McCartney was and is a field hunger striker.
And what did you mean by that?
Well, I meant that he went on hunger strike. He said that he was going to do certain things, and he didn't do them. Now, if you say you're going to do things and you don't do them, is that a testimony?
Well, that's an interesting comment.
And would you have preferred Gregory that he died? Was that the intent of your comment?
No, that's entirely a matter for him. But you see.
But what was the purpose of your comment?
Well, my purpose of the comment was to remind Sinn Féin of what the movement they were all part of, and it includes Gerry Kelly. It includes Gerry Kelly, it includes Raymond McCartney, and it includes the Deputy First Minister. They were all part of a movement that inflicted mayhem, murder, and chaos on people in Northern Ireland, both Protestant and Catholic. Now, thankfully, they have moved beyond that. They've moved beyond that. Now, they're not going to airbrush it out of history. And that's why I made the comment I did, because they will not be allowed to forget that they prevented us from having a better future than we now hopefully will enjoy. They're not going to be allowed to forget that.
What will it do within your community this morning, Gerry Kelly, when people in your community hear Gregory Campbell assert that, yes, he did say field hunger striker, and explaining why? How will people feel about that?
Sorry, give us that question again. I'm sorry.
How will people feel this morning? What will it do within your community, Gerry Kelly, when people within your community hear Gregory Campbell assert that he did say field hunger striker and explain why? What will the sense be within your community?
Perhaps they will not be surprised, because Gregory Campbell is absolutely anti-Republican, and I would argue anti-nationalist as well. He is upfront in terms of his bigotry.
It was interesting
that he talks about the past, yet when I asked him the question about Bloody Sunday, he didn't answer that. If I asked him a question about does he accept that there were a series of combatants during the conflict which inflicted hurt, pain and death on the nationalist and Republican side as well, that he finds it difficult, if not impossible, to admit that as well. When you talk about party of esteem, he doesn't know what the concept means. And it was interesting he said in the middle of that, people say things and then don't do them. And the whole basis of this conversation, of course, is that the DUP said they would do things not to us, but to the whole population. Yeah. They put the statements out publicly and then reneged on it.
But you see,
type of leadership is that?
I keep on asking, Gerry, what are you going to do about it in terms of this? Gregory Campbell also confirming this morning that you and Sinn Féin will not be treated like other Democrats because of what you've done in the past.
By him. And that's the crucial issue here, because we have a mandate. We have the respect of the people who vote for us. That's all we can ask for.
Gregory, do you feel you're saying this on behalf?
And just remember that he is the person showing absolute and utter disrespect for the people who are voting for us, because we are there, the same as him, representing huge numbers of people.
And Gregory Campbell, when you say that Sinn Féin will not be treated like other Democrats, is it your view you're speaking on your behalf this morning or on behalf of your party and indeed your leader?
The party as a whole will not be treating Sinn Féin exactly the same as every other Democrat who hasn't been involved in violence. How could you treat them exactly the same? And
is that okay for UDR? Your members that were in the British Army and UDR and the RUC, can we treat them different?
You see, what's happening here again now is this is the ludicrous position of trying to evolve into dealing with people, whether they were trying to stop terror, the same as people who were carrying out the terror. That's what Jerry Kelly's trying to do there. You know, and he keeps on about parity of esteem. You know, I'm a fervent advocate of parity of esteem because I would like some.
I wonder you wouldn't show some of them.
And my community would like some. And if you look at, and it's not just the past few months, you know, I don't know where Jerry Kelly has been for a few years. I'm not talking about when he was in jail and broke out of it. I'm talking about the time since. You know, parity of esteem is something that the thousands of people who've expressed concern peacefully on the streets of Northern Ireland is something that they want, that they desire. Their British identity to be recognised.
And you're telling me, just to be clear, Gregory, you're telling me that you have Peter Robinson's buy-in to you saying that he will not treat Sinn Féin like other Democrats. Is that correct?
The entire party, from top to bottom, will never treat those who were involved in violence in the past exactly the same way as those who were never involved
in
violence.
And you have Peter Robinson's permission to say this?
Well, I didn't ask him before we come on, knowing that this question was going to be put.
Of course, Gregory doesn't always listen to Peter Robinson because he kept on double-jobbing when he was told to give up one of the jobs.
I think Jerry Kelly, you know, we're getting under the skin now. Whenever you're trying to raise things that have been raised in the past, were nonsense then.
Oh, they were nonsense. Then why did a lot of your party give up double job and you're one of the ones that won't?
Because we volunteered to do so. To phase it out long before Sinn Féin started. You know, and I'm glad now that Sinn Féin have moved on that, as they've moved in other cases. We've got to keep trying to make progress. Now, the two Jerrys have been talking up a crisis in the past 24 hours. Now, we've got to deal with that, and we've got to see, do they mean that? And if they mean business in terms of upping the ante, we need to know and understand exactly what that means. What is the next stage of the crisis that they're talking up? Or are we going to sit down, talk turkey, and try and resolve the problems? Now, which is it? Talk up the crisis or resolve the problems?
Well, if the DUP would participate, and if their leader, and my understanding is that while Martin and Peter Robinson have met, they have not had the discussion necessary because Peter Robinson isn't up for the discussion yet. If they sit down to that, of course we're up for that. We were always up for it. We are the ones who made the agreements with the DUP, and they are the ones who are pulling out of the agreements, not us. I could really talk about this for a long time, but my problem is I'm already 15
Absolutely.
Minutes.
Okay, for a not, not a problem.
I'm really going to have to go.
All right, Jerry Kelly, thank you. Gregory Campbell, thank you for coming on this morning.